News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Happy, happy Monday.
Happy Monday it is. And with your local news, Dave Jarvis joins us now. Dave?
Can Monday indeed be happy?
Absolutely.
I believe it can be. The Boys and Girls Club in Bend will not operate out of its downtown building on Wall Street for a while. For the next month or so, the club and its hundreds of kids will use the United Methodist Church behind the club. Club Director Lisa Burbage says the building is still drying out following recent flooding.
First United Methodist Church behind us is going to be the temporary Boys and Girls Clubs while we finish the construction of the downtown club.
Blowers are still running. They're trying to dry out the walls and the gym floor that had standing water on it. This time of year, many sports families have been rushing in to get physicals for their kids, their students. Local health experts say even if your student doesn't participate in sports, it's important to get the regular checkup. Elaine Severson is a school-based healthcare specialist with Deschutes County. She says prevention goes a long way.
We know that parents have a tendency to taper off on these as children get older and further along in school. In fact, in 2010, 54% of 8th graders in Deschutes County reported not having received a medical checkup in the previous year.
She says it's a walk-in clinic and insurance will be billed, but if you don't have insurance or can't pay for it, the unpaid balances will not be charged. The number of foreclosures in Central Oregon seems to be slowing. That, according to the latest numbers released by a Eugene company that tracks them, 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Gorilla Capital says in Deschutes County in July, 146 notices of default went out. John Helmick with Gorilla Capital says that's the beginning of the foreclosure process.
This is a four-month leading indicator. So yes, I do think that we're currently at the bottom, and absent some significant economic or government intervention, this is the bottom. This period of time, and I would say the period of time from May through sometime in September, will be the bottom of the market.
Of the 17 Oregon counties where Gorilla Capital tracks foreclosures, in July, 14 of them saw a decrease or no change in foreclosure filings. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend travels to Salem tomorrow as part of a task force called by Governor John Kitzhaber. That task force will examine how regulation is stifling business in Oregon. She says they'll take a closer look at how regulations are affecting business, where there's redundancy, and how they can better streamline the process for business. Peter DeFazio was back in Oregon during the August break. 1110 KBND's John Erickson says Oregonians are bending the congressman's ear.
The Oregon Democrat says what he is hearing in town hall meetings is that voters know what needs to be done.
You know, balance the budget in a way that's fair and balanced, to use that word, which the president, of course, totally caved on, as usual.
DeFazio says voters asked about why the president and Congress can't do the job, and he says Obama's re-election may be in doubt if Republicans can find a middle-of-the-road nominee. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Being a social drinker can apparently cut the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Loyola University scientists say moderate drinkers are less likely to be stricken with dementia and cognitive impairment than those who abstain. Researchers say the findings about drinking and Alzheimer's are similar to what scientists have learned about moderate drinking and some coronary conditions. Moderate drinking is defined as a drink a day for women and two drinks a day for men. The study warns that guzzling 3 to 5 drinks a day was associated with a higher chance of dementia. And things are looking up at the Newport Aquarium. The popular tourist center appeared to be in some financial trouble last December after they defaulted on their $13 million bond debt. Now, after a vigorous marketing effort, attendance is picking up and more money is coming in. Finally, this half hour, last week we told you about a Salem woman with cancer that was raising money by selling her possessions to pay her mortgage and her medical care. Well, the city of Salem threatened her with jail if she didn't stop the garage sales because she was over the city-imposed limit of 3 garage sales per year. Donations started pouring in after the story went national, and by Friday afternoon, the donation total was up to $30,000. Not bad. Coming up in half an hour as we take a look at what's coming up in the news, people working in the local forests are now restricted from using certain equipment during the heat of the day. It's a partial hoot owl for you. And kids are prone to concussions. The Center Foundation next week going to conduct impact concussion baseline testing. You can always check us out online at KBND.com. You can follow us on Twitter. And, of course, we're on Facebook as well. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND.